Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. My voice may sound a little like morning voice right now, or a little hoarse, probably because it is morning. I haven't spoken many words to others yet today, so we're waking up, chatting together. No, not waking up. I've been up for a couple hours, but I've been alone, so I just like walked Brody. You may hear him right now. That was him sighing, if you heard that. He's laying near me, so if he starts like sleeping and breathing deeply, or like, you know, that's Brody. I just feel like, does anyone else, like, if you're like alone all morning and then you speak to a human being later on, you're like, oh wow, I haven't used my voice yet today. I don't know, I feel like that's what's happening. I'm probably like a little tired from travel and whatnot, so yeah, sorry if my voice sounds kind of funny. But happy December. I can't believe we're like fully into December right now. It's so weird. I just feel like time goes by so quick, and I know this is not a unique concept, but I just swear, as I grow up, like the older I get, the faster time goes by, and it's really scary. But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like when I was younger, you'd be like counting down the days for things, and now time just literally flies. And I always have this sense of like, I never feel ready for the season that we're in. Like, I feel like I just got used to summer being over and now it's fall, but like now it's winter and it's December. And I'm like, wait, but fall was like 2 seconds long and I feel like I didn't even get to fully enjoy. Like, I feel like there's never enough hours in the day or days in the month. I don't know. I just always feel that way. Maybe because I try to cram in everything. I need to be more present a little bit. I'm always like planning and looking back, and I need to just like be in the current moment, but I don't know. It doesn't feel right that it's December yet. I feel like a lot of people are with me this year. I was just talking with Max's sister yesterday, and we were like, what the heck? Why do we feel like we're not ready for December yet? And we were saying that we have no presents for like anyone yet. I feel like normally by this time of year, I guess it's still like beginning of December, but I usually feel like I have at least an idea of presents for most of my friends and family, or like at least a good way through getting presents for people. I literally have zero. I think I ordered like 2 presents for Max, but yeah, I have nothing. So I need to like take a day to, or not a whole day, but take an hour to sit down, think about presents for everyone, brainstorm. Yeah, try a little bit, because it's getting too late. Like literally yesterday. So today's Monday. Happy Monday. Good morning. It's Monday morning. But yesterday I was talking with Max and we were like, wait, Christmas is literally 3 weeks away exactly. Like, since when is it so close? You guys will be listening to this Friday and later. So I just, yeah, I'm kind of like in awe that it's the holiday season already. I am currently recording in New Jersey at a hotel. Wait, I'm gonna yawn. Hang on. Oh my gosh, which reminds me, my last episode, you guys, I recorded with my twin sister Lucy. It was about breakups. If you went through a breakup recently, or going through one, or have ever even gone through one, I just feel like it's a really good episode. And yeah, I'm plugging my last episode. You guys should listen to that. It was really good. I got a lot of good feedback. But at some point in it, I yawned and I was like, huh, I wonder if your yawn response, you know, like you see someone yawn and then you yawn. I'm like, I wonder if it's seeing it, or I'm like, I wonder if over like audio, like over the podcast, if you guys would yawn too when you heard me yawn. And I got so many DMs of people being like, wait, I yawned too when you yawned. So it's definitely like a visual thing, but also like if you hear someone yawn, you could yawn too. I don't know. That was like mind blowing to me, because I really thought it was just if you see someone. It's proven that if you hear me yawn over the podcast, maybe you'll yawn too. But anyway, I said I'm in New Jersey at the hotel. I've been visiting Max the past couple days. If you guys remember, long story short, refresher, if you don't, that my boyfriend Max plays hockey. He is with the Philadelphia Flyers organization, and typically, like last season and this season, it seems like he will play some games for the Philadelphia Flyers, some games for their minor league team, which is Lehigh Valley Phantoms in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is like an hour north of Philly. So that's where our apartment is, but when he's playing for the Flyers, like he has been the past couple weeks, he stays in a hotel. It's technically in New Jersey, like right over the bridge, really close to Philly. So that's what people are always like, wait, why are you in New Jersey and not Philly? But it's like, we're 15 minutes from Philly, you know? So when he is playing in Philly, he like lives here. So Brody and I have been visiting, and speaking of Brody, we need to go get his food. Does anyone else, if you have a dog, if you are going away for the weekend, visiting somewhere, I always try to like measure out. I'm like, okay, this is how much food he gets each day. I'm going to be there this many days. I try to measure it out, pack some extra, and I feel like I never get it right. If I really measured it out perfectly, I feel like I would have. But I feel like I get lazy to measure out so many cups. I'm like, oh, this looks like so much food. Like, he'll totally be good. And we're only here one more day, but he is literally on his last cup of food in his bowl right now. And the thought of him, like, being hungry and not having food, no. That makes me so sad. And, like, he's fine. Like, he has, like, a bowl of food in there right now. But all I'm saying is after this episode, I'm going to load him up and we're going to go to PetSmart, one of his favorite places. I should say that quietly. He'll probably, like, shoot up and run to the door. To get him a little bag of food. I've had to do that so many times where I'm somewhere and I'm like, oh, I just ran out. We're here for one more day, but obviously he needs food. So then I just have to go get like a little bag of his food at PetSmart. But anyway, yeah, does anyone else do that? I feel like I always do that. I'm like, Gretchen, just pack more than you think. Like, I don't know why that always happens. But yes, tomorrow, Brody and I will be driving back to Allentown. And it's like when Max is up for the Flyers, like I'm not saying we're long distance at all, because it's like our apartment's an hour, well, really from the hotel, it's like an hour and a half away, but like an hour in North Philly. Anyway, but it kind of is like, I wouldn't say long distance, but like distance in a way, because we see each other for like periods of times, but then like when I leave tomorrow, I won't see him for probably around like 2 weeks. So yeah, it's just kind of like weird. And I feel like all my friends and family over Thanksgiving, especially, like, my cousin Mandy's like, wait, so how long do you go without seeing him? And, like, when you see him, how long do you see him for? And I'm like, girl, I literally don't know. Like, what I've learned from last season, because you can get all stressed trying to plan things, like, just to not plan anything. And I literally try to live day by day, week by week, just look at the week and be like, okay, this is our plan. I don't get to see Max this week. That's okay. Maybe I can next week. And then I look at the next week and I'm like, okay, I'm busy the first couple days of this week. I have to film videos, or he's traveling with the team, but he'll be back for the weekend. Good. I'll see him this weekend. Like, I literally just can't plan too far ahead. You never know what's going to happen. You guys know he can get called up, sent down at any time. So yes, I just don't really make plans, and that's how it goes. Anyway, I'm saying I'm going back to my apartment tomorrow with Brody because I have to pack all day. I'm going on a trip, a really exciting trip on Wednesday. And yeah, so tomorrow I just know it's gonna be hectic. Whenever I give myself, like, this is your one day to get your life together, get your nails done, get Brody all situated, pack, clean, organize, tie up some loose ends with work before you go, like, it's always mayhem. So yeah, tomorrow is gonna be like an exciting, productive day. Like, I feel like I like those days, but also I get like very overwhelmed easily and stressed, and I'm like, oh my god, I have so much to do. And like, wait, I want, like, literally it'll be like the littlest things. I don't know why I get in such a tizzy like packing for a trip now. I don't know if anyone else relates to this. I feel like I didn't used to be this way, because I would travel so much, like during college and stuff. I would just be like, oh, whatever, throw stuff together. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, if it's like the evening before my flight, I'm like, wait a minute, I have like dirty hair, I want to wash it, but then that's going to take me like an hour or two to like wash my hair, blow dry my hair, do all the things. And then I don't know, I get so worked up, and I'm like, wait, did I self-tan? I want to self-tan. Or it'll be like the littlest things like that don't matter that much, but I don't know. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, there's dishes in the freaking, washing machine, in the dishwasher. There's dishes in the dishwasher, but like, I need to empty that before I go. So maybe I will in the morning, and I'll get up earlier before I have to leave for the flight. Like, I work myself so much, and it's like, it's not that deep. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I have to go back home. I didn't like turn down the thermostat, like the stupidest little things, which like, obviously it's good to be mindful of, but what's helped me now is I have like a master list of like things to bring when I'm packing. I divide it by like clothes, toiletries, miscellaneous, tech, That's like literally what it's labeled in my notes. And then there's one that's just like reminders before I leave. And it's like, check the fridge, empty the trash, empty the dishwasher, turn down the thermostat, empty the washing machine and the dryer, like make sure I don't have clothes in there. Is anyone else like a little neurotic when it comes to that? I don't know. But anyway, that is my day tomorrow. And what I'm trying to say is I am going to be in LA from Wednesday through Sunday. So how many days is that? I can't do the math. 5 days with Revolve. And I literally can't wait. Going on brand trips is so much fun and is definitely like the icing on top of my job that I love so, so much and feel so grateful and literally just like lucky and blessed that this is the life I get to live, working remotely with social media, my Instagram, YouTube, podcast, all the things, because it really, if you think about it, especially my situation with my boyfriend playing hockey and that being so, the nature of the job being so volatile, I guess you could say, so like up in the air, they are all over the place. Like I just feel very blessed that I can see him more, move with him anywhere, travel with him occasionally, you know? And like if I had a traditional career, that would be 10 times harder. We probably would just barely ever see each other. So anyway, I'm saying that I'm really excited to go on this brand trip. It's like an LA trip with Revolve, kind of their winter wonderland Revolve trip. I believe they have like a Winterland pop-up, and I really can't wait because I'm going with someone so, so exciting who I feel like I was literally just texting with her a second ago before I started recording. Sydney Adams, if you guys remember her, I'm sure most of you listening know who that is. If you don't, she was actually on my podcast not too long ago, and she is just killing it. I'm obsessed with her. I would say killing it specifically on TikTok. That's how I found her. And I feel like she's just a TikTok queen. She also does Instagram, YouTube. I actually think she started a podcast too. I need to like ask her all about that. I can't wait to meet her in real life. That's what we were just texting about. I'm like, Sydney, I feel like I know you so well. I can't believe I haven't met you in real life. Like, this is weird. And she's like, I know, it's even extra exciting because we haven't. And we're going to be like, oh my God, we like know everything about each other. We're just like, you know, friends over social media, but I can't wait to go on this trip with her and yeah, just like catch up on everything in real life. It's going to be so good. I'm like smiling so big talking about it because I also feel like her and I are very similar. I would say we're different in some ways, but like have very similar like outlooks on life. Like we're very positive. We have very similar mindsets. So I just can't wait to be with her. I feel like she reminds me of my friend Caitlin. She's just like sunshine in human form and just like so happy and positive. I feel like where we differ is she is so disciplined and I feel very inspired by her. I want to be more like her. I feel like by nature I am not similar to her being so disciplined of like she gets up at 5 a.m. she goes to the gym, like she's such a disciplined person. And I feel like if you guys are into this, I'm such like a purple aura. You guys are like, okay, you're losing me here. But what I'm trying to say is I'm so much more of like a free spirit, spontaneous type of gal. So it's hard for me to commit to like waking up at 5 a.m. every day and going to the gym because there's always a part of me that wants to like, see, it's such a conflict in my head because I want to have a plan because I like to do fun things. But the other part of me fights that and is like, no, I just want to live and like have my autonomy in each and every day to decide what I want to do in that moment and be spontaneous. And if I want to sleep in and then go to a diner with Max and get pancakes and then work out later instead of in the morning, like I can, you know? So I don't know. I'm like going on a tangent here, but all I'm trying to say is I'm so excited. I'm so excited to meet Sydney. I can't believe I haven't met her and go on this trip with her. It's going to be a blast. Also, my friend Rachel, I was about to say Rachel Ratke. I keep doing that because it just like rolls off my tongue, Rachel Ratke, but her name is Rachel Ottenreith now. She got married. But my friend Rachel, I can't wait to see her. Her friend Lily, who I love as well. It's going to be so much fun. So that's like my upcoming plans, if you will. While you're listening to this, I will be in LA. What we were just talking about, Sydney and I, we're like, oh my gosh, wait, there's a SoulCycle 5 minutes from where we're staying. Like, we can't wait to go. So yeah, I'm just like so excited. Christmas is coming soon. Like, there's so many things and it's really exciting but also like stressful. Like, I don't even know my Christmas plans. Max and I were also just talking about yesterday, he has Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas off, which is honestly shocking because I feel like in years past, he literally will have like just Christmas Day or like just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and him having like 3 full days is kind of like wild. So thank you to the coaches of the Flyers and the staff that made it that way. I'm kidding, but actually thanks, because it'll be nice. I get to see him a little bit more with fam, but we got to figure out, like, are we seeing my fam? Are we seeing his fam? Are we going to try to do both? What's the order? When are we going where? Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. In years past, like, he's seen his fam, I've seen my fam, but we both like seeing each other's family as well because we know them so well. So yeah, if any of you are listening with, like, boyfriend or girlfriend you've been with a while, then you know the struggle. We're always like, gosh, we wish our families lived like 10 minutes from each other, you know, and not probably like 4 hours it is from Albany, New York to Cape Cod. So anyway, that's that. I need to like get into this episode, but last thing I will say is Vlogmas has been going on and it's been a ton of fun for me. I feel kind of refreshed this year doing it in, wait, what am I trying to say? I feel refreshed this year deciding to post every day. I'm trying to say, like, in that I decided to post every other day, which, by the way, if you are keeping up with my Vlogmas and watching, what are your thoughts on that? Maybe comment on my Happy Hour Podcast Instagram post, because I always post one when I release each new episode, to tell me, or DM the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram. I guess you could DM my normal account too, but those just get kind of crazy and are harder to sort through and see what you'll say. So yeah, if you're listening to this, you're like really, I was going to say an OG, but I guess you could be newer, but you like really are a true girly and one of my besties, I feel. So you should DM the Happy Hour Podcast Instagram. Tell me what your thoughts are on, I mean, you could tell me the thoughts on the podcast too. If you have really fun ideas coming up for the new year, I feel like I've had a lot of solo episodes. I need to get more guests on, and I've been brainstorming recently. I have some really like fun guest ideas, and hopefully they're interested. I'll reach out to them and try to get episodes with them in the new year going on. But what was I trying to say? Oh yeah, I want your opinions on Vlogmas this year. Do we like the other, wait, I'm tripping over words. Do we like the every other day posting schedule, or do you miss the every single day? I feel like everyone else is doing every single day. So to be honest, I kind of have FOMO. I'm like, oh, every other day doesn't seem like enough, but every day seems like too much. And so yeah, I didn't know how else to do it. So every other day, it's been good. I feel like that way it's actually fun, exciting content and keeps it fresh. And that way I'm not like extremely overwhelmed every day trying to post. But like, what if I have a busy travel day? Like, for example, on Wednesday, if I didn't have a day, I actually am posting on Wednesday, but I'm going to be traveling all day. And so it's like the fact that I have like an extra day before that I'm not posting to like get my video already edited up, all the things, you know, it just makes it easier. So yeah, I don't know, but I do have like a little bit of FOMO, but I need to not, and just do what's best for me, you know? I don't know about you guys, but I know I'll be spending a lot of time with my family for the holidays this year. And with that, I hear a lot of stories. New ones, old ones, ones I don't even want to hear. But have you ever wanted to help your loved ones document these timeless stories? StoryWorth makes it fun and easy to create a book of life memories, and here's how. Every week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a single life-related question that you pick from their collection, like what's the bravest thing you've ever done, or what's the farthest you've ever traveled, etc. All they have to do is reply with a story. Then after a year, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories, memories, and even any photos into a hardcover book, creating a valued keepsake. I just think this is the cutest idea ever. It'll be something that you pass down through generations. I honestly can't wait to give it to my kids one day. They'll just be able to learn all about my mom so they can know more about her back in the day. Millions of stories have already been told with StoryWorth because they make the process so simple. Get started with your loved one for the holidays. Before you know it, you'll both be cherishing these timeless stories for generations to come. Like, one that will always stick out about my mom is learning that her childhood babysitter actually was who ended up introducing her down the line to a friend who'd end up becoming her husband, aka my dad. So help your family share their story this holiday season with StoryWorth. Go to storyworth.com/happyhour today and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/happyhour to save $10 off your first purchase. storyworth.com/happyhour. And now let's get back into the episode. Last thing I will say before we get into what I'm happy about this week, happy quote, you guys know, something I always do in every episode. Last thing I will say is I believe this will be, let me check the calendar one more time. I believe this is going to be my last episode of this year, which is crazy that it's going to be 2023. Like, what the heck? So I'm probably annoying, keep being like, oh my God, I'm not ready for this season. I can't believe it's this time already. I can't believe it's going to be 2023, but like, actually, what the heck? Because this is going up this Friday, so December 9th, and then December 23rd, because I've been doing every other Friday would be when the episode would go up, but I've just kind of been thinking it would be nice to take that Friday off, especially because I'll be with family. That's Christmas Eve Eve, 2 days before Christmas, and yeah, I'm just going to want to be with family, so if that's okay with everyone, there will be no new episode on the 23rd, but you know what? That day could be a good time to go back and listen to episodes that you haven't listened to before. I have a ton, so yes, if that's all right with everyone, this will be my last episode of December of the year, and we'll pick back up fresh and strong in the new year, okay? Okay. Okay, let's get into what I'm happy about this week and my quote, because I haven't even talked about this episode yet, what we're going to be talking about, but what I'm happy about is, I'm sure you were shocked, is that I'm very happy that I'm able to work from wherever. I was kind of saying this before, but it is such a blessing. I am so lucky, and I guess now, ever since COVID, maybe more of you relate to having a remote job or at least a hybrid job, and so you probably relate in the way that, like, wow, this is so nice. I can work, you know, if I'm home visiting my family, like, you can work from wherever, so it's just very ideal and makes it obviously just so flexible, and I feel very lucky for that, and I want you guys to realize that I'm so grateful for what I do, and it, you know, doesn't escape my mind. It has dawned on me while I'm here. Like, I would not be able to be here visiting Max, seeing him, spending quality time with him, going out on dinner dates, going to the park with Brody and him, like, all together, if it wasn't for what I do. So, yes, I just feel very lucky, and yeah. My quote is, now let's get into this episode, okay? Because this quote is kind of probably going to be similar to the title. If not, it is the title. And I was inspired to do this episode for, like, a number of reasons, which I'll get into, but my quote is, you cannot control what happens. You can only control how you react. I'm going to say that again. You cannot control what happens, especially you cannot control what happens to you in your life. If you feel like, oh, these things are happening to me, like, everything in my life is bad, bad things are happening to me, which obviously, take what I'm saying with a grain of salt, because obviously some, like, I feel like you could become very unlucky. Like, I also truly believe in, like, the bad things happen in threes. When it rains, it pours. So you can be like, okay, I am in one of those moments where, like, it's raining, it's pouring, all these bad things are happening at once. I've had those moments in my life. So obviously take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. If it's just, like, a really hard time and actually you're very unlucky and all these bad things are happening out of your control, give yourself some grace and rest and all that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, you should be able to focus on what you can control, because you can't control things out of your control, right? Things that are happening to you, if, God, of course, this is what I first think of, this is so horrible, but, like, if a family member is sick, if your dog is getting older, if things like that, it's like that is out of your control. God, those are, like, the most horrible, like, morbid examples. But you could, let's think more lightly. If you are, like, I would think back when I was at Boston University, if I'm walking to class and it starts pouring rain, like, I could let that really start my day off bad. It probably puts a little damper on the day. I think of one day I'll never forget in specific. I remember the exact outfit I was wearing. It was pouring rain. I'm walking, like, a mile to class, and a car drove up, like, really close to the sidewalk into the puddle of water, and it was literally, like, a movie, and it sprayed all over me, and it's like, okay, I could cry, I could, like, let this ruin my day. Luckily I was with my friend Taylor, and I realized in that moment I was taking my own advice, I was being good. In that moment, you can only control how you react, right? I can't rewind time, I can't control the water, you know, I can't make it not rain, I can't make the car not spray the water all over me. I guess I could have walked closer to the building and maybe I wouldn't have gotten sprayed. But it's too late, and I can only control how I can react. And I feel like in certain moments, in certain mindsets, I would probably cry, let it ruin my day, complain about it all day, really let it bring me down. And I feel like me and my friend Taylor immediately started dying laughing. And I feel like if you can kind of laugh at yourself, and sometimes, like, if something embarrassing happens, you obviously, I guess you did control that, you had control over it, but, like, you didn't mean to, it's too late. You can only control how you move forward, right? And I just feel like mindset becomes so important in those situations. So I want to explain a couple scenarios to have context of what sparked this episode idea in my head. I don't think I've done an episode like this before, but I feel like the umbrella reason of this episode is it's something I've always thought about, and I really think due to my dad, love you, Dad, shout out, miss you, hope you're listening. Hope you're tuning in from heaven and proud of me. Okay, moving on before I cry. But no, he would be so proud of me. I know he would, especially with this episode, because this is something he would say to me, my twin sister, all the time. And I feel like that's why it's really stuck with me. And this idea, this concept will always make me think of him. Because he would always say that to me, my twin sister, growing up. You can't control, you can't focus on things that you can't control. The only thing you can ever control is how you react in situations and how you move forward. And so, of course, I feel like growing up as a kid, you go to your parents when like hard things happen, and he's like, okay, like take a deep breath. You can only control how you react. Like if you are having, you can literally apply to anything in life, right? If your cookies turn out bad and you burn them, okay, it's okay, right? Like things could be worse. That's how can you react in this situation? If you having a hard time with friends. I've had a lot of episodes about dealing with friends that maybe don't have your best interest in mind anymore, friendship breakups. Okay, how can you react in this situation? How can you move forward with your best interest in mind, taking care of yourself, right? So yes, my dad really sparked this. Also, I thought a good thing to keep in mind talking about this is I thought it was just kind of perfect timing during the holidays, beginning of December, when I feel like stress and your emotions can be at an all-time high, right? To remember to just be extra kind to the stressed out workers, right? I like the post office. I know it's such a crazy time of year. Target, at restaurants, because I feel like especially this time of year is when people are like, the Karens are coming out to yell and everything. And I get it, because emotions and stress are at an all-time high. But if you can like sort of control your emotions, but honestly, it's crazy. Like that just made me think of how when you're a kid, you're taught to like, okay, let's like, you know, as you're growing up, like a baby can't control their emotions, is crying all the time. And you're sort of taught to like, okay, you need to control your emotions and learn that sometimes things aren't going to go your way and that's okay. You need to like grow some emotional maturity. And it's crazy how I feel as though some adults are just big babies. That's really what I've learned in adulthood, is a lot of times adults react in negative ways and are behaving poorly because it's like they maybe don't have the emotional maturity and can't react in a mature way, and they just literally are acting like big babies. And again, like you could be going through a really hard time, being, you could be in a really bad moment, but I still feel as though that doesn't give you an excuse to like yell at someone at the post office because there's a long line and like you're stressed out. You know, it's like, let's reel in the emotions, take a deep breath, and sort of like keep yourself in check, control yourself a little bit, because it is like, it can feel when things are really not going your way and you haven't been sleeping and you're really stressed out with work and you're having troubles here and there, that can kind of seep into other areas, and you can like, you know, let it all out on someone else. That's like a common thing, right? Like if you're really stressed out and mad, I feel like I've really noticed times where people have done that to me, where I'm like, I did nothing to deserve this treatment and this anger. Where is this coming from? And it's like, clearly they're unhappy in other areas in this life. So you're like the punching bag. They're going to take it out on you. But yeah, so I thought that was a good time, because I know that's like a common thing during the holidays, and I feel like it's something that I'm really cognizant of. I try to be very self-aware and like extra helpful and sweet during the holidays, because it can be such a happy time but an extra hard time, and I try to be extra, I don't know, just like mindful of stressed out employees places and chat with them like, oh gosh, today must be crazy, right? And to try to just like, I don't know, put a smile on their face or like give them a compliment instead of being the opposite, where people are like kind of like bitchy to them or rude, or you know what I'm saying? Okay, another thing that sparked this episode idea, because I'll refer back to it, I mentioned it in my episode with Lucy. We talked about a little altercation, if you will, that went down in Boston when I was just there visiting her at the Bruins game. Brief overview, if you didn't hear in that episode, long story short is, well, I guess not even long story short, it is like, doesn't have too many details, is it was between periods, and me and a bunch of my girlfriends were taking pictures like outside, like not by the seats, like by, what is it called, like in the main, like over, like, yeah, I'm just struggling, a TD garden, like in the hallway area, like where the bar is, where the snack bar, the bathrooms, like out there, you know. And we come out, we're taking pictures, minding our own business, and there is a group of, like, older men that are maybe, you know, drinking, maybe a little rowdy, whatever, near us. And one of them, I don't even notice because he's kind of, like, I'm faced, like, the opposite way. But Taylor and, like, my friends that are, like, faced towards me, if that makes sense, are seeing this older man blatantly, like, isn't even trying to hide it, taking photos of us. And he's holding up his phone, like, right in front of his face, taking photos of us. And so my friend Taylor reacted very... I'm calling you out, Taylor. I'm name dropping. No. She... Because I can, because she reacted... Brody, why are you sniffing the mic? Brody, look at... Do you guys hear him? He just, like, climbed up on top of me. His nose was, like, against the mic. Okay, are we settled now? Okay, we're good. He needs to be so close to me. What was I saying? Okay, Taylor. Taylor reacted in, I think, the best way possible, so calmly, and I feel like it was, yeah, honestly, the best way she could have reacted in the situation, especially because there was such a group of us, which I'll get into why I think that was a good idea, because she was not by herself, she was with all of us, and she just approached him and said, hey, do you mind just not taking photos of us? Like, why are you taking photos of us? Please don't. Like, what are you going to do with those photos? Why are you taking photos of us? You know, and he's definitely caught off guard, and so I feel like in those moments, that's, like, a good way to handle the situation, because I feel like men like that, I really don't get it. I don't get the dynamic. Maybe it's, like, a power trip thing. Like, he just wants to feel like, oh, I can take pictures of these young girls. It's really creepy, and, like, they won't say anything about it. I don't know. And so I've heard, like, I've seen TikToks, too, where girls are, like, if I saw one, I remember specifically a long time ago, and it was a girl and her friend at the airport, and this guy was, like, taking photos of them, and she made a TikTok of, like, going up to him being, like, stop taking photos of us. What are you doing with those? Open up your camera roll right now. Delete them. And he was so rattled. He was, like, shaking, because I think they don't think you'll confront them, right? So I feel like she handled it very well. And he definitely was, he didn't, like, apologize or anything, but he was definitely taken off guard. And he was like, I think he just pretended not to know. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, like, no, I wasn't taking photos. And she's like, okay. And kind of just, like, disengaged, just, like, walking away. But then this woman comes over who's with them. I don't know if it's, like, a wife or friend, whatever. Clearly she had probably a lot to drink too, which makes everything worse. And she starts, like, screaming at Taylor, you know, some swear words, what have you, which is clearly not warranted at all. Taylor literally was so calm and sweet. She wasn't yelling at him. She was just like, hey, like, why are you taking photos of us? Please don't, right? Like, that's very fair and calm. And this woman's screaming at her. And Lucy and I are like, no, 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 no. And so I'll just say how the situation played out if you didn't hear. And then I can reflect now that it's later on. But I'm like, uh-uh. And mind you, Taylor is very petite, and so I think that's a part of it too. I feel very protective over her, and one of my friends, one of my loved ones, so of course I feel protective over her. She'd just gotten off of crutches, and this is, like, her day out at the game, and so I'm like, no, this lady's not gonna scream in her face and ruin this for her. She did not deserve that. So me and my twin sister go over, and they're like, hey, and we're kind of, like, yelling back, and just, like, I'm like, you can't say that to her, you can't swear at her, she didn't do anything wrong, honestly, you should apologize, but I hope for the best for all of you. Please leave us alone. We will now walk away, you know? So that was the whole situation and how it happened. Okay, I'm going to say one other situation that made me think of this, and then we can reflect. So another thing recently, briefly, I'll say, you know, the world has just been testing me recently, as you can see. It's been testing me on how I'm going to react in these situations, and I think it brought these situations into my life so that I can make a podcast episode about it. The world was like, oh yeah, we know this would be good for podcast. I'm kidding. But I feel like these are good to learn from, right? And I think now going through some of these situations, like, it's like, why am I running into these issues with people that are, like, highly heated with, like, strangers in public? It's never really happened to me before, I don't think. Or maybe I've just never stood up for myself or reacted in the past. I don't know. See, and that's where it's, like, a really hard thing for me. It's kind of a fine line of, like, okay, do I stand up for myself in this situation? Because I'm someone that is very, like, thank you, mom. I feel like I got that from her. She's so independent. She will always stick up for herself. Like, if someone's, like, being rude to her in public, she'll, like, yell back. But then it's like, ugh, is it worth it? You know, where's the line of, am I, like, being reckless and aggressive and, like, fighting over nothing and it's not worth it? It's stupid. This is a stranger I'm never going to see again. And I'm reacting and letting this, like, take up my mental energy and affect my peace, or am I sticking up for myself? So it's kind of like, where's the line between that? Maybe if you can really genuinely tell where that's coming from, if you can calmly, you know, protect yourself, or if you're just yelling back to yell because you're emotional. I don't know. That's where it gets kind of hard for me. I feel kind of split because I'm like, you know, the logical, sensible, practical part of me is like, relax, take a deep breath, walk away. It's not worth it. But then the other part of me is like, no, you should be able to stand up for yourself if someone is being like blatantly rude, disrespectful, especially if they're saying like certain like horrible things. If someone's like harassing you, attacking you, it's like, okay, that's not okay. But then like, is it worth it for you to stand up for yourself? Should you just like walk away anyway? I don't know. I feel like mixing those situations, I guess it really depends on the context. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Athletic Greens. You guys know how much I love Athletic Greens in the mornings. You see it in my YouTube videos. I am just obsessed. I've been in such a routine of taking it in the mornings for honestly over a year now, and it really just makes me feel ready to tackle my day every day. If you didn't already know, one scoop of the AG1 by Athletic Greens has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, literally all the things. I always mix mine with cold water first thing in the morning with my little frother thingy. And the flavor is something I really crave and honestly love now. I think because I have such positive associations with it. Does that make sense? And it really does taste so good and just fresh to me. A little tropical, like pineapple, and it's just such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit on your overall health and well-being, like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. Also, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements individually. They also have little travel packs of AG1 that are so convenient when you're on the go. These are actually lifesavers for me to support my health when it typically is taking a hit, going right out the window during my travels. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/happyhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now let's get back into the episode. The last thing I was going to say is, long story short, I was entering a stadium and the people at security were super nice, and they were just like, hey, just so you know, like, they had this little bag, this thing. You guys know what I'm talking about. It was like a little box, like or a piece of paper, and it shows the dimensions of a bag. Like, it's like the bag, the largest your bag can be, the bag size limit. And they're like, hey, just so you know, we recently changed the limit. It's smaller now, so we really only let like really small bags in here. They were like, your bag, they're like holding up my bag next to the paper, and they're like, your bag looks like really close to this. We think it's like an inch over, but they're like, this is like a new thing, just so you know, in the future, like, maybe don't bring this bag again, just bring a smaller bag. Like, you're good for today, we'll let you in, but in the future, we would tell you, you'd have to like bring it back to your car. And I'm like, oh my gosh, sorry, like, I had no idea. And they're like, no worries, like, you're totally good. So I walk through security, and then this family, I suppose, like older man and woman, maybe daughter, younger, maybe like around my age, is coming up to the security, and they just start yelling. Like, they are out for blood. They are so aggressive. They just start yelling, and I'm like, what is going on? And mind you, I'm like through the metal detector, so I'm like probably like 20 feet away, and I look back, and I'm so confused. I'm like, are they yelling at me? Like, what's going on? Yelling. They make it very clear. They say that they're season ticket holders. And I just heard the woman say, if she can go through with that bag, there's about to be a big problem. And I'm like, what is going on? So they're really yelling at like the security people, I guess me as well. And I'm like, sorry, what? Like, are you talking? I'm so confused. Like, I was just like, huh? Like, what's going on? And they were like, your bag is over the limit. We had bags that were over the limit, and we had to go bring them back to our car. We're season ticket holders, so this is about to be a big issue. If you let her in with that bag, like, then I don't know. They were just mad because they had to bring their bags back to the car, I guess, because they were bigger, probably bigger than mine, but whatever. I guess I'm like technically over the limit. I shouldn't have been allowed, but they were being nice to me. So they're like, there's about to be a big issue if she can go into that bag. That's not allowed. Like, we come here all the time, and we were sent back to our car, so this is not allowed. And I was just like, okay, ma'am, sorry, like, I, you know, they let me through, like, whatever. And the security guards were so uncomfortable. They were just looking at me like, help, like, we don't know what to do. And they were just screaming at me. And I'm like, this is so silly, like, it's over a bag, like, it's not that deep. Obviously, I'll go bring my bag back to the car. And I was just like, okay, like, I wish you all the best. Have a good game. Enjoy the rest of your day. And the security guards, I was like, no worries, it's, like, totally fine. Like, you guys were just doing a favor for me. It's not that deep. Like, I'll go back to my car. But it's like, why did they have to come in? Like, literally, they're out for blood, like, attacking me, screaming, yelling. like, I get it. I knew I was, like, in the wrong technically, right? Like, my bag is probably an inch over the limit, so I will go bring it back to my car. Like, it's fine. But the fact that security guards let me in, and then she had to, like, be a Karen and, like, yell and scream because she wasn't allowed, like, I wasn't allowed. And that's the other thing Max and I always say, like, when we see things go down in public or just, like, any situation in life where people are, like, rude to other people, we're always, like, why do people, like, not stay in their own lane sometimes? Like they could have just mind their own business and been, like, oh, wow, like, guess they didn't notice her bag was over the limit. Whatever. Let it go. But they were just angry and mad. Like, they just were, like, everything has to be fair, you know? But, like, life isn't fair. I don't know. I just, we're, like, everyone needs to stay in their own lane. I'm just, like, you know, that was really not the best start to my day. And it really, like, brought me down the rest of the day because I was just upset that they felt like they could treat me that way and yell at me that way. It's, like, I didn't mean to do anything wrong. It wasn't purposeful. I felt bad that I, like, offended them so much. But I feel that I reacted very differently in those two situations. I think the second situation I handled very well and I didn't yell back. I was very calm and I was, like, no worries. Like, please, I hope the rest of your day goes better. I'm gonna go put my bag back. Bye. And then the first situation, obviously Lucy and I were yelling back at that woman. I'm like, no, you don't get to say that to her. I'm like, please stop yelling at her. So, okay, here is what I've learned. I saw this TikTok recently about this. I wish I could find it. And there's no way I'm going to be able to. I hate when this happens. It'll be like, I like see this TikTok and I'll remember it, but I don't like it or save it or anything. And then I'll search for it and I can't find it. Like, I feel like I'm never going to, maybe if some of you found this or saw this, it's so weird that TikTok is for you because it's like, it knew I've been having these situations in life that have been testing me and that I was going to make this podcast episode about this because it literally gave me a TikTok that was like, this woman was basically saying that in like high stress situations, like in fight or flight moments, you have this response that you will notice your body sort of reacting to stress or being yelled at. And it's basically preparing you for like fight or flight, right? Like it's probably like adrenaline rush. Like you're either going to yell back or I guess in like primitive times, literally fight or flight and like run away. So Google says, I looked this up. This is a thing, you guys, that when you typically, when you are yelled at, you tend to be in a state of autonomic arousal most of the time, it says. And it says autonomic arousal includes the fight or flight response. For example, you may notice a faster heart rate, shallow breathing. I remember the TikTok saying sweaty palms. I notice this in myself so much, and I feel like it makes me want to yell back, right? Because it's literally like if someone just comes at you like guns blazing, yelling, like maybe your response, I guess it's different in different people, would be to run away and just completely ignore it and be like, okay, bye. But, and I feel like I was that way for a while, but maybe now that I'm older and I've just like experienced it more, I feel like I tell people this, I feel like I've become, I wouldn't say I'm like a hothead by any means, oh my gosh, but I feel like I just try not to take crap from people and stand up for myself. I feel lucky that I'm like a tall girl. Normally I'm like out in booties in public, so I'm like 6 feet tall. I feel like people don't mess with me. But I feel like where it's really come from is a lot of my friends are very petite. And I know this sounds weird, but like at bars, like I would notice this so much in college. All my friends are like 5'1". We'd be at a bar. I literally would just witness people like elbowing them in the face, stepping right in front of them at the bar, pushing them out of the way, out of line. And I would just be like, hey, excuse me, like you literally just elbowed my friend in the face. Like she was standing here at the bar. Like you can't do that. So I just feel like that's kind of where it came from because I would just be so upset for like seeing other people in my life being mistreated. And it would be me kind of like standing up for them because I have no problem like standing up for myself or standing up for someone else. So I feel like that's kind of where it's come from, where if I'm confronted in a situation now, I feel comfortable like sticking up for myself or not yelling back and being mean, but just like holding my own, you know? But I found what she said in this TikTok to be so interesting because she says, when you notice this autonomic arousal, fast heart rate, like adrenaline rush, sweaty palms, fast breathing, she's like, ignore it. Literally ignore it. Take a deep breath, calm yourself down, and then respond. Or I guess in some situations, don't respond at all, honestly. But then after you take a moment, take a breath, ignore your body like reacting and you can just like respond rationally. I thought that was so interesting. I'm gonna try to remember that next time if someone comes at me to be like, okay, Gretchen, your heart is starting to beat fast because you're about to yell back at them and just like relax and take a beat, right? So I want to pose the question to you guys. How do you handle these moments? I know my examples are extreme. Like obviously these are my more extreme moments, dealing with legit strangers that just start yelling at you for seemingly no reason. Well, I guess reasons, but like just like out of nowhere in public. Like you didn't invite this, this just happens. But also you could apply it to anything, like I've been saying. How do you handle bad news, any bad outcome, any like not ideal thing that happens to you in your life, things that you weren't planning for, when things don't go your way, right? I just feel like these are the moments your mindset is so powerful. And I know it is because we're going to go back to my two examples. I'm like teaching you guys. I'm like, here's my learning lessons. You guys are like, we get it. Just like respond rationally, okay? But I thought that there was like lessons to be learned here, and I thought you guys could relate. So in my reaction in the two different scenarios, my mindset was so different in those two different moments, right? Like first in Boston, yelling back at this woman, which I think was warranted. I do not regret it. Maybe I do a little bit. Maybe I would have been a little bit more calm, right, if I could have done it again. Versus in the second scenario, I immediately was just like speaking calmly and kind of disengaging, walking away, separating myself from the situation. And I feel like my mindset was so different in those two moments. So in Boston, I remember that day being so like just stressed out and overwhelmed. I get so, especially like, to paint the picture, no one cares, but when Max plays in Boston, when the Flyers play the Bruins and Max is back home, I feel like I immediately become like a, like his assistant, or I'm like the manager. I feel like I try to coordinate with each and every single person. So Max is from Cape Cod and all of his family and friends will come to the game. Like it will be cousins, aunts, uncles, family friends, old coaches, me, my friends, his friends in Boston, my friends in Boston. Like it's like there was 20 of us. Okay. So with me trying to coordinate 20 people all sitting near each other, finding each other after the game to come see Max, like I just felt like, I feel like a lunatic all day long. Like I feel like I'm running around. I'm like, do you have your tickets? Do you know where you're sitting? Do you know how to get there? Do you, like, I feel like I have to just, which is a part of, it doesn't need to be like that crazy, but I just feel like I let myself get so worked up. So I'm trying to set the scene. I feel very overwhelmed that day. And I'm like, come on, everyone, we got to go. Like trying to get a whole group together, rally a whole group. I'm like, warm-ups are starting soon. Let's go, go, go. Like we got to go. So I felt very rushed, overwhelmed all day long. I couldn't wait to just get there and sit down and be like, we made it. We're here. We're finally here. But it was like a lot of planning is what I'm trying to say. So I felt very overwhelmed and stressed. So then this lady like yelling at Taylor, I feel like that was just like the cherry on top, like the needle in the, not the needle in the haystack, the straw that broke the camel's back. That's the phrase. Like it was just like the very last thing that I was like, I'm about to explode because I've just been so stressed all day long. So I don't think I was taking out on her, but I think that's why I was in a state of like, okay, you're yelling at my friend. This is absolutely not happening. I've put so much planning and working to this day. I'm like, watch yourself. Do not yell at my friend. You know what I mean? I also think I felt comfortable in that moment. If it was a man, maybe I wouldn't have, because I'm scared of men and men are terrifying. But since it was a woman, I don't know. Like, I don't know why that made me feel more comfortable. And I was with my twin sister. So yeah, I don't know. But like, I am not proud of like yelling back at this woman, because I will say she started though. Like she was yelling swear words at my friend. So we were just kind of like standing up for her. But that's not a good look to like be yelling at anyone in public anyway. Like that's honestly embarrassing. And just like, don't be like a rowdy, like stranger yelling at people. Like, don't, you know, that's kind of gross. Like I am giving myself the ick, okay? Meanwhile, when I'm walking in a stadium, my bag's over the limit. People are very unhappy, like yelling at security people, yelling at me, whatever. I feel like I just took a moment and I was like, what? What's going on? Are they even yelling at me? And then I was like, okay, this it just seems like a very like volatile situation. I'm not trying to like engage in this and start fighting. It's not worth it. Like I literally am just going to go put my bag back in the car. It's not that deep. And I took a deep breath and I was like, okay, because I feel like my mindset, I was just like my normal, you know, even keeled self in that moment versus being already like stressed, overwhelmed, like overtired in the first scenario. So I also think though, in these two different situations, it may be a difference of, is the person being yelled at targeted me or a loved one, right? Because if you think about it, in Boston, it was Taylor being screamed at, and I'm like, no. I feel like if someone is yelling at someone I'm close to, I immediately will jump in, because I'm like, no, they don't deserve that. Especially, I feel like it's always like someone like sweet that especially doesn't deserve it in my life. And if I, especially if I see they're kind of like scared in the moment or like taken aback, I'm like, no. Like, I feel like I will always like jump in. Versus if someone's yelling at me, I'm like, you know what? I wish you the best in the rest of the day. Clearly your day is not going right. Like, gotta go. I will say that when we left the Boston situation, I was like, listen, lady, I hope you have a good rest of your game. Like, we're not trying to start anything. We're going to go now. Goodbye. Like, I tried to be very calm and like, I meant it, you know, like I wasn't trying to. Anyway, so maybe that's the difference of basically don't come for me, especially don't come for my friends, because I will yell. Kidding, but you guys are like, wow, I'm learning like a whole new side of Gretchen. I feel like I will say that's one thing that whenever I meet friends, Sydney will learn since I'm about to meet her. Like, when I meet friends in person, that's something that like people have noticed. You guys know my friend Jenica, she was like, that's one thing I wouldn't notice about you, because on social media she's like, obviously you're the same in person as you are on social media, like you're so sweet and kind of whatever, but if someone is like testing you, like you will stick up for yourself. And again, thank you, mom. I feel like she's taught me to be that way. I feel like she's even more fiery than me. My mom is like a fiery gal, so I feel like me and my sister get a little, we got like just the perfect amount, I would say, from her. We got a little bit, we can normally stay calm, but if someone brings it out of me, like I will yell. You know, you guys are like, okay, I'm scared, I'm learning a whole new side of you. And like I was saying, I just struggle with this, because on one hand, I'm someone that values standing up for myself, right? Especially as a woman. But when is it like over the line and it's just an unnecessary altercation? Like I was saying, most of the time, like with that lady in public, I should have just been, Taylor, let's go. Let's walk away. Like, that's what we should have done. Because when people are, I feel like, yelling at you, it's like they want a reaction out of you. So if you can't give them a reaction and you walk away, they're like, oh, that was boring. So it's really probably not worth it in public with strangers who you will never see again, and to brush it off and walk away. But again, it like depends on the context. And like, if someone's literally harassing you and being so inappropriate, like, that's not okay. Ugh. It's so hard. It's also, I will say, just scary as a woman to speak up, especially dealing with men, right, in public, due to safety concerns. I hate to say that, but that is like the way it is. Maybe say something, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, I felt like Taylor was okay saying, because there was a whole group of us saying something, but if she was alone, like, it's like you literally never know. Like, someone could be terrifying and could grab you or like hit you or like, I don't know, because like on one hand, like I said, that TikTok I hear is good to call out the behavior to men, like especially because they're not expecting it, startle them, they'll be embarrassed. But then like if they're not, I don't know. Like my friend recently literally was texting me and was like, I was just on the subway and I saw this man like holding his phone up, like taking photos of me, but I'm a girl and I'm by myself, and like what am I supposed to do? Like what would you guys do in those situations? I literally don't know. I don't know who to ask. Who's supposed to tell us what to do in those situations? Like what's the best thing to do? I guess like turn your head, ignore it, and just try to like get away. Like, ugh. Oh, this is reminding me of the man that wouldn't stop bothering me, my apartment building in Boston over the summer. He literally would harass me and would see me, and like, I don't know if he would remember. He definitely would remember that he would see me before, and I'd always ignore him, but he would just look at me and say things like, oh, like you dress up for me like that tonight, girl. And I'm like, really? Like, what makes you think you can say that to me? And like, I was always like, see, in those moments, especially because I'd always be alone, I felt scared and like, just really taken off guard, especially being in my apartment building. I'm like in my home, and you'd see me in the elevator and like say those things like in the lobby, and I'm like, what? Like literally, can the front desk or like someone around say something? If they hear this, like, I don't know, I just felt so overwhelmed and like scared, and I would afterwards think like, I wish I would say like, don't speak to me like that, but I would just be so scared. And most of the time I feel like I would just look at him and like look away and like not say anything because I was just scared. So bottom line is, men are trash. No, back to the essence of this episode. You cannot let what happens to you control you. You are the only one that can be in control of your life. And I think we can wrap this up with trauma. Like, everyone experiences trauma, right, in different ways. Some experience way more trauma than others, and it is a fact of life. This is something I like, this phrase I looked up. Trauma is a fact of life, but it doesn't have to be a life sentence. That might be so like what's the word, cheesy. But actually though, I feel like when I've seen certain like phrases or TikToks or quotes that feel very freeing in that way, basically saying like, no, you can't control traumatic events in your lifetime, but the good news is that you can get better with time, with therapy, with working on yourself, and you can move forward and you can heal. And it's like, you don't get to go back to the person that you were before, but you find a new normal of yourself. And it's like, I relate to that so much, right? When the most traumatic event that's ever happened to me was losing my dad so suddenly at a young age. I was 22 years old, about to graduate college, and it was like horrific, like my worst nightmare. And I feel like still, especially if some of you have gone through really traumatic things, losing a parent, losing someone close to you, it's like, I think a trauma response is sort of dissociating yourself from it. And I literally just like feel like sometimes that doesn't feel like me in my life, but I'm like, what the heck? And I know it is because I always have dreams of my dad being here, and I wake up and I'm confused for a second. And I'm like, yeah, my dad, I know him. Of course he's back home. And then I'm like, oh my God, like, no, he's not. So all I'm trying to say with that is that you will not be the person you were before horrible things happened to you. Because a lot of this, I'm talking like little things, small things you could just say in the category of things not going your way. How do you react? How can you control your reaction and move forward in a positive way? How can you find the silver lining? How can you just react in a good way? Like, recognizing that you have control over your actions and being aware of that is like step one and very important. But if we take it deeper and like you're like, no, Gretchen, like I've gone through really traumatic things, I obviously, it's like controlling your reactions in those moments become so hard. And like for me, I just always felt like I'm such a person where, like, exactly the examples I'm talking about, I can look back and reflect and be very honest with myself. Why did I kind of blow up in Boston? It's because I was overwhelmed. It's because I'm stressed. Let's not do that again. I'm learning from it, moving forward. Why did I react calmly in the other scenario? But then it's like when something really freaking horrible happens, losing my dad, that was the first moment in my life where I'm like, I feel like I can't be honest with myself on how I feel. Like, I feel so disconnected from me at my core and my feelings. And it took so long, like working myself, therapy, really going through all the emotions, like feeling the sadness. Like, I just had to really feel it and like heal with time. And I am not the person I was before losing my dad, but I would say I found my new normal. And I'm always on that like healing, grieving journey, right? So, but I need to end on a positive note here. Take a deep breath. Wait a second. For me, in general, I am a highly emotional person. I am a Pisces, okay? I'm very sensitive. So what I've learned in time, especially my Pisces girlies listening out there, I've learned a lot of times, especially if it's dealing with, if it's like a fight that you're going through with a partner, with a loved one, a friend, I've learned to sleep on it and sort of think it over before I do or say something rash, because I feel like I've had to learn that over time. Especially Max's and I relationship has benefited a lot in this way, I will say. I feel like we both changed in the way in the beginning of our relationship. We would say, if we're having an issue, we need to talk it out right away, move on, get through it. And I feel like now we both are a little bit more like emotionally mature, where we can be like, okay, if we actually are having like a true disagreement on something, it's okay to be like, let's table it, let's sleep on it, and not get really emotional and yell at each other, maybe say something hurtful that we can't take back, and let's just like think about it for a second and come back to it the next morning. Because if you take an hour, 2 hours, an evening asleep and revisit it, I think it feels a lot less emotionally charged, and you can kind of be like, okay, it's really not as bad as I thought, like this doesn't bother me as much as I thought it did. Or just like the sting, the edge is off, you know? I saw a good TikTok about this too. This is a good idea I'll leave you guys with, because I don't want this to be way too long. Is I saw this TikTok and it was saying in their marriage, like husband and wife, they will always, I think they said something like, if we're in a disagreement, we have to walk away from each other for an hour and like do something like physically active. Like, he'll work out, I'll go for a walk, I'll do some yoga, whatever, and then we can revisit it. Because you're going to get a lot of that like tension out and just like get your energy out, and I feel like it'll be a lot easier to have a calm conversation. So I thought that was like such a good idea too. So all of this is to say, I feel like I've given you guys some helpful tips. Take a deep breath, ignore your, wait, what was it called, autonomic arousal response, go for a walk, exercise, pet your dog, take a beat, right? Do some self-care and revisit it, and it's all going to be okay. Everything is going to work out. If little things aren't going your way, I truly feel that everything happens for a reason. That splash of water on me when I was walking to class was clearly just meant to be. Like, sometimes life just happens. Maybe that wasn't even a reason, right? But if it's like, if Taylor and I can look back at that and laugh, and we can laugh in that moment and be like, LOL, I look like an idiot. Like, that's, for me, that's just a way more joyful way of moving through life than letting it like bring me down all day, right? So yes, again, you cannot control what happens to you, but you can control how you react in these situations. Listen to the wise words of my dad. He would always say that, and he was a king of this. He was so good at just controlling his emotion. He was like the most emotionally intelligent person ever, and could always, I just feel like, control his behavior, his reaction, his emotions in hard times. And I feel like I really learned from that. Or maybe I didn't, since I will yell at you if you test me in public. I'm kidding. No, but I always try. And I hope, I'm like, now I'm scared that this is going to be controversial and you guys are going to yell at me for like being a hothead or sticking up for myself. But I hope everyone realizes like my true intention in my heart, where this is coming from. Obviously, I just like want the best for everyone. I'm moving through life with, you know, my joyous intentions. And yeah, I think that my biggest thing, which I've realized, is like respect. I just think everyone is deserving of each other's respect. And so I feel like if someone's being like blatantly disrespectful to someone I care about, that's when it like really gets on my nerves. But like I said, I should take the TikTok tips and take a deep breath, ignore the voice in my head that's like, no, yell back at them, and just be like, okay, we're going to separate from ourselves from the situation, move on. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hopefully I had some helpful tips. Hopefully this reminds you, especially like I said, during the holiday season, to take a deep breath. Everyone's going through it, especially during the holidays. Everyone, you know, has their own things that they're working through. And if you can just be, I don't know, a little extra graceful and sweet, I feel like that goes a long way, especially to people. Instead of like picking a fight with someone in public, like these instances, like I'm saying, if you can go out of your way to like help someone out or like compliment them, like you never know how far that can go. So anyway, with that, I will say goodbye. Love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. And I will see you in the new year with some new guests. It's going to be great. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate. Hope you guys have the best holidays with your friends and fam. Love you. See you next episode. Bye.